From time to time, one of us stepped from the path and sank up to his waist in the marsh. One man on his own could not hope to escape the pull of the marsh. Without help, he would sink to his death. But we did not find any sign of Stapleton. We searched and searched without success. There is no doubt that he lost his way in the fog and sank in the marsh. Somewhere deep down, his body lies to this day. We reached the island Miss Stapleton had described and searched the old house.
"This place tells us nothing that we do not already know," said Holmes. "These bones show that he hid the hound here, but he could not keep it quiet, so people heard its cries. Here is the bottle of phosphorus paint. Stapleton used it very cleverly on the hound. After what we saw and felt last night, we cannot be surprised that Sir Charles died of fright. And now I understand how Selden knew that the hound was following him in the dark. It's not surprising the poor man screamed and ran as he did. The old story of the supernatural hound probably gave Stapleton the idea of using phosphorus. Very clever. I said it in London, and I say it again, Watson. We have never had a more dangerous enemy than the one who is lying out there."
And he pointed to the great marsh that was all round us.